Good morning. I'm opening this meeting of the House Committee on Revenue, Monday, June 10th. I'm opening a work session on House Bill 3062A.
Good morning, Chair Nathanson's member of the committee. House Bill 3062A, to refresh your memory, is a bill that allows for tax exemption for the fuel or diesel fuel that is made or blended from the cooking oil produced and then blended. 1 to 4 gallons of that blend makes it to the consumer, and for each of these gallons, there's currently a 34 cents per gallon reduction in tax, going to 36 in 2020. So this is 1 year extension for this program, this tax expenditure. And that year extension, as I put it in your revenue impact statement, is expected to be about $5.95 million or $6 million to the highway fund. That's 3.3 to the state, 1.6 counties, and 1.1 million to cities.
Thank you. And to clarify, this is an extension until the January 1, 2021.
Right. 1 year.
It's a very short period. Are we ready for a motion?
Chair Nathanson, I move House Bill 3062A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Finley moves House Bill 3062A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Representative Smith Warner.
Thank you, Madam Chair, because I have not been super engaged on this. Any information about why just the 1 year versus?
Representative Smith Warner, I think the original extension was, of course, it's a 6 year. Usually, that's the normal, and then the discussion was. I believe the industry, when it started, it was a nascent trying to get on its feet kind of industry, and that was a tax expenditure given to that industry. Now, and at the time, we've expected it to be a small amount for the small industry. Obviously, this has been a strong incentive, and the industry have grown strong and big at this time. So that the 1 year extension came as a recommendation from the environmental committee because they thought that that is the case, and therefore they need only 1 year for the industry to kind of feel into its own.
Okay, so kind of a combination of to acknowledge perhaps changing technologies, other kinds of good fuel additives that we would find.
Production capacity.
To kind of continue and acknowledge the fact that this is not a forever. This is kind of sounds like a transition on the way to perhaps it. As I discussed last week, the idea of we want to incentivize businesses, but we don't want it to be a permanent part of their profit margin structure. So this is perhaps a ramp down of congratulations, now learn to fly. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Rushkie.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think I recall, and I might be wrong, but I think I recall Representative Wilde testifying that the 1 year extension was to get us to cap and trade. Mm-hmm. So there's a gap between when cap and trade will be implemented or could be implemented and this ending now. So this 1 year fills that gap, and then cap and trade will take this policy further.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. Any other discussion? Objections? Motion passes. This should be carried by Representative Wilde. I'm closing the work session on House Bill 3062A. I'm opening a work session on House Bill 3436. And there is an amendment to this one. Would you like to speak to the amendment?
Sure.
Chair Nathanson, members of the committee, House Bill 3436 adds to statute definitions of delivery sale and inhalant delivery system and establishes requirements for sellers of these inhalant delivery systems, including independent third-party verification, signed certification by the consumer indicating that they indicating that their address, age, and knowledge of false reporting is illegal. This bill takes effect on the 91st day following adjournment sine die. There is an amendment, like Chair Nathanson mentioned. There is no revenue impact, and there is a fiscal statement on OLIS now.
Thank you. Representative Marsh.
Thank you. I'd just like to clarify that the amendment simply removes cigars from the bill. Certainly over time, we should probably look at alternative tobacco products as a group and how we deal with them with online purchase by minors. But in we wanted this bill to really focus on inhalants because we know that that's really the youth crisis that we're experiencing right now. So that's what the bill does.
Thank you. Are we ready for a motion?
Chair Nathanson, I move the dash one amendment be adopted into HB 3436.
Representative Marsh moves the dash one amendment adopted into House Bill 3436. Discussion. Objections. Motion passes.
Chair Nathanson, I move House Bill 3436 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Marsh moves House Bill 3436 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion. Objections. Motion passes. The carrier will be Representative Marsh. We're done with this bill. I'm closing the work session on House Bill 3436. We will be at ease for just a minute or two while we check into the paperwork situation. Brief intermission. We do have paperwork for Senate Bill 769. I'm opening a work session on Senate Bill 769.
Thank you, Chair and members of the committee. Senate Bill 769 aligns the payment in lieu of property tax, also known as PILT, notifications and collections with standard property tax systems so that they would be collected and also reallocated back to the local governments in the same way that standard property taxes are. We do have a dash three amendment which requires the solar providers to annually certify the nameplate capacity of solar facility for purposes of calculating the payment in lieu of tax.
Thank you. Are we ready for a motion?
Chair Nathanson, I move the dash three amendment be adopted into Senate Bill 769.
Representative Marsh moves the dash three amendment adopted into Senate Bill 769. Any discussion? Yes, Representative Reschke.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just have a question about the certification. Every year, does that stay the same or does that go down as the solar panels degrade over time?
Rep. Reschke, Chair Nathanson. So this would actually allow for if there was a depreciation in the sense of there was damage to the facility, they could adjust it, or if they added on to their solar capacity, had an extension that the capacity would go up and then the $7,000 would be recalculated.
Okay.
Any other discussion?
Yeah.
Objections? Motion passes for dash three amendment adopted into Senate Bill 769.
Chair Nathanson, I move Senate Bill 769 is amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Marsh moves Senate Bill 769 is amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Committee, I had an amendment prepared. It was the dash 3, and it's related to a clawback. Dash 2, excuse me. The dash 2 is related to the clawback concept. I believe that we do need to strengthen the clawback language. It appears that not all parties, especially one party in the room, was comfortable with the language in the amendment as it was written. I can understand the need for continued conversation to make sure we get this kind of a provision right, and I agree that we should have more discussion. So it's my expectation that during the interim, conversations will continue and that we will see a bill to strengthen the clawback provision. We just won't be doing it at this time with this bill. Any other discussion on the bill as amended? Representative Reschke.
Just on your dash 2, thank you, Madam Chair. Is that concern from a real-world case, or is it just a concern in general that you have?
Representative Reschke, when we saw information during the LRO presentation about a situation where an entity may leave the program because the tax is less than the PILT, the payment in lieu of taxes.
Lines there, cross, yeah.
Right. Okay. It's theoretical, but it does happen. So
okay.
We're trying to figure out what's the right formula, dates, mechanisms, and so forth to avoid that in the future.
Okay. Thank you.
Other discussion? Objections? Motion passes. Who would like to carry Senate Bill 769? I will. Thank you, Representative Smith Warner. Thank you. Smith Warner will be the carrier. I'm closing the work session on Senate Bill 769, and we are ready to go on the last bill. I'm opening a work session on House Bill 3067.
Chair Nathanson, members of the committee, House Bill 3067, to refresh your memory, is the one that allows for the local governments or cities and counties who have to submit a quarterly statement to the Department of Revenue about whether they're opting in or out of the allowing marijuana businesses to be under jurisdictions, from going from that quarterly to an annual certification. And the dash one amendment allows also for a mechanism of clawback or return of any payments made in error in case that certification, which is based on the change of status during the year, made any error in doing so, and the payment went to a jurisdiction when it should not have.
Thank you. I'm ready for a motion.
Go ahead.
Chair Nathanson, I move the dash 1 amendment be adopted into House Bill 3067.
Representative Marsh moves the dash 1 amendment adopted into House Bill 3067. Any discussion? Objections? Motion passes.
Chair Nathanson, I move House Bill 3067 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Marsh moves House Bill 3067 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Objections? Motion passes. The carrier will be Representative Marsh.
Yep.
We're done with this bill. I'm closing the work session on House Bill 3067. Our work is done for today. We have plenty of time to get to our 9 o'clock meetings. Thank you, everyone. We're